Hi, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, it's Nadine Medina. How are you?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I wasn't sure if you were going to be calling later on today because I'm here for like the next hour and then I'm on weekend mode.
So what do I need to do?
So we need to go over creating the account. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes. We go over billing, we go over notes, and then we'll schedule your client interview, I believe you said, for Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Do you have about 10 or 15 minutes so we can just get you through this part? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you did get the two emails that I sent over to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then I'm also going to send to your phone, you have my text message with my number.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm also going to send you another text message. It's going to have the number to our customer service. So, Dave, anytime you have an update, you got a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. Now, they're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Your time would be 10 to 7. Okay. Okay. And then I have your is your first name Dave or is it David? It's just for the account purpose.
Technically David.
David. Okay. But you go by Dave. So that's what I'm going to put. Okay. And then what's your last name, Dave?
Vukovic. V like in Victor.
U-K-O.
V like in Victor. I-C-H.
How do you pronounce that again? I don't want to mess it up.
Vukovic.
Vukovic. So V-U-A-O.
No.
V as in?
No. No. V-U-K-O.
V-U-K-O. Okay. And V like Victor, right?
Yep. I-C-H.
V-U-K-O-V-I-C-H. Okay.
Yep.
I would have messed that one up. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the number for clients to contact you on, Dave, is going to be the 248-977-7785, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, as how it should read, is Dave's, with an apostrophe S, Carpentry, Commercial, and Residential. Is that how you want it to read?
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. Name.
Okay. Now, we're going to have Google send out a PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail within 6 to 10 days. It's going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. They're going to send it by mail. So what address do you want them to send it to?
Give me a second.
Okay, no worries.
I was napping.
I'm sorry. I'll make it quick so that way you can go back.
No. I need to get up.
Okay.
4893. Franklin Road.
Okay.
Bloomfield Hills. Michigan. 48302.
Okay. For me, it comes up as Bloomfield Township. Is that another way that they?
No, just for the address you put. It does come that way. It's weird.
But it's Hills.
Hills for sending email, yes.
Okay, perfect. Just want to confirm that. And then I'm going to make sure that the address is hidden so this way it doesn't appear on Google. Okay, we don't want no one knowing where you live.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for the payment, the card that you're using today, is it in your name, Dave? Does it have a business name or is it in both?
My name and business name.
Okay, how does your name read on it? Just David Vukovic?
Let me go grab it.
Okay.
Okay. It'll take me a minute.
No worries. In the meantime, I'm going to start doing some notes here. Thank you.
All right, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, the top line is Dave's Carpentry, Inc.
Uh-huh.
And then David N. Vukovich, Jr.
Nicholas. Nasty. Or Nicholas. And Jr. is just J.R., right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it says Dave's Carpentry, Inc.?
Dave's Carpentry.
Dave's Carpentry, Inc. Is it the same billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5572.
Uh-huh.
6800.
Uh-huh.
0123.
Uh-huh.
8829.
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 5572-6800-0123-8829, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's the expiration month and year?
5/24.
5/24. And the CVV code on the front or on the back, I'm sorry?
936.
936. Okay, so before I process your payment, Dave, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice, okay? So it's going to go over billing date, the cost, so this way you know it's only the $249 a month, okay? Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, you stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will review it and then I will rephrase it. Okay.
Yeah,
I want to make sure. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dave's Carpenter, commercial and residential.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Vukovich, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Dave, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
What does that mean, third party? What does that mean?
Third party. Yeah, so I'm going to explain because I always do anyways. So what this means, right, is that you might get another company trying to sell you another type of online product, right? We're telling you that they are not associated with Local Splash. We're never going to call you, Dave, for more money, okay? The only thing that we ask is because sometimes, you know, we might reach out to you because we notice that there's a keyword that we want to utilize that's being searched more for your service, or we might want to do an update on your content, right? So all we're saying is that, you know, at least respond to us within that 24-hour time frame because we know sometimes you're busy. So the ways that we'll try to get in touch with you is by phone call. We'll either send you an SMS message, which is a text message, or an email. So we're just saying to just be responsive. Okay?
Text is best,
yeah.
But yes.
Okay. So that's what that means. Okay? So
understand.
All right. So as I was mentioning, you know, just I'm sorry, I'm over here losing my voice already. Can you believe that? I've been talking all day. So again, to get results as fast as possible, Dave, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes, of course.
Now, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I would like to explain this as well, even though
Please.
You said yes. Okay.
I think so. Yes,
and what we're saying, okay, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to, okay?
Right, right.
Awesome. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 29th, 2022. In a non-refundable amount of $249.
Okay.
Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, okay? So your next payment will be charged on August 29th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $249. So this is a recurring payment, okay?
Okay.
So when the term, you had a question?
Yep. You said 2 months agreement.
Yes. Remember I told you earlier that the company asks that you at least stick it out 2 months to give it full turnaround.
Yeah. No. That's no issue. Okay.
Okay. But you're not paying the 2 months up front. Your next payment's not going to be until the 29th of August. Okay?
Understood.
Now, once that term is completed, what it will do, okay, is it'll automatically renew each month on the 29th in the discounted amount of $249. Now, you can either suspend, okay, or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support, okay? So once you've completed your 2 months, it's just going to continue to go every month, right, at the $249. However, after you've completed the 2 months, you can discontinue or suspend your agreement, okay, by contacting client support.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the number that I texted you, the 877-635-6225. And then when you hear the recording, Dave, you're going to hit number 8, okay? Now, what we do ask is that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged, okay?
Understood.
All right. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do now, Dave, is I'll be updating the package. I will process the payment, and then we're going to schedule your client interview. So in the next couple minutes, you're going to be receiving both to your email. We're going to send it to your text messages. It's going to be a copy of your receipt, okay? And we'll go over that in a second.
All
on
right.
Wednesday, what time do you want me to schedule the client interview for? Do you want me to try to schedule it for as late in the day on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would say, let's say it's easy to remember, 5 o'clock my time.
That works perfect. So on Wednesday, okay, unless if you call me on Monday or Tuesday to say if you can get an earlier appointment, on Wednesday they're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, okay? They're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. You're going to receive an email with a calendar invite, okay? But an hour, yes, of course, but an hour before, okay, your client interview, Dave, we're going to send you a reminder just to remind you that it's coming up, okay, in the hour. Because we know sometimes, right, we've been on vacation and we've had a grand old time and we kind of slipped our mind that we got an interview coming up.
And then just during the week, I got so much on my mind. So
I bet. So we'll send you that friendly reminder, okay? So don't worry about that. And then now the next thing we're going to do, okay, is we're just going to go over a couple of notes. The notes are going to be for the technician just so they have an idea of where to start from. Now, do you want us to target both the residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
More commercial.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me notate that on there. And then what are some of the services that you want me to notate on here? And they'll go more in depth with you on that day.
Framing, drywall,
okay. Uh-huh.
Trim, fixtures, acoustical fillings.
Fillings and fixtures?
Right.
Okay. What about carpentry?
We just mentioned carpentry, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was all carpentry.
Yeah.
Framing, drywall,
trim fixtures, fillings.
And then you might want to do in parentheses acoustical fillings or hard fillings.
Okay.
Hard fillings means drywall.
Acoustic fillings or hard fillings.
Acoustical. Yes.
And then you said hard ceilings, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. And now at any time that you want to add in more keywords, you can. It does not cost you more, just a FYI. Any updates you want to do or modifications on it. Now, the website. The website.
Now, what was that we just did?
Oh, that was going over your services, like some of the keywords phrases.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to notate just some of the keywords and keyword phrases. So what that means is, right, anytime someone's looking for framing, right, they're looking for drywall, whether it's installation, you do repairs as well, or just mainly installs?
It's hard to make money on repairs.
Exactly. That's what I
think. You know, like, I know this is a little technical, but like, yeah, it's hard to make money on repairs.
I hear you. So I'll put drywall installation. So when you have a client interview, right, they're going to go over all these keywords, is what we call them, your services, and they're going to go more in depth.
Okay.
Okay. But I just kind of wanted to give them a general idea. And then now regarding the website that we're going to create for you, I know you mentioned you do have some pictures, right?
I can dig a lot up too.
Okay.
Even if you have
a few, just so we could at least create it, and you could always add pictures at any time. We can update them too. Okay.
Okay.
And then what about a business logo? Do you need us to create one for you? It doesn't cost you more. It's included. Or do you have one?
Logo as in?
Like a company logo?
I do on my cards, like I have a picture of a buck, of a picture.
You I'm going to put has one on his business card, right? So
yes,
when you
ma'am.
Talk to the technician, I'm putting on there that you have a business logo and that it's on your business card, and they'll tell you how to get that to them. Okay.
Okay.
And then now how far do you want to ideally target? Because this can target up to 50 miles. With Facebook.
I think we ought to just try 30 for now. I mean 20.
Okay. And at any time you want to change it, you can. You could go, the furthest you can go is 50, but 20 is good, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned you prefer text messages, but there is a preference. Do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, and emails, phone and text?
It would be texts or calls.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm going to notate on here. Phone and text.
And then email third.
Okay. Now, what about your hours of operation?
That varies. So usually
Saturday? I would say hours a.m. for the phone.
It's usually Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Do you have any particular time?
Usually 8 to 4:30.
I was
yep.
close.
yep.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal?
Cash and check.
Awesome. Anytime that you start taking like Zelle, right, or Venmo or Cash App or any of those, just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay? Now,
okay.
If you take a look either at your text message or take a look at your emails, you received a receipt from us, and it'll say, Dear David and Vukovic, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay? It'll say initial invoice on it.
So I'm looking at welcome to Splash.
Uh-huh. There's a welcome one, and it would have came right after that.
Okay, so maybe I'll check the email.
Okay.
I'll check the email. So this one says, welcome to Local Splash.
And then it would have been the one after that. It'll say initial invoice. It'll start off by saying, Dear David and Vukovic, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yep, I got it.
Awesome. So as you go to read on that, it says, please, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, do me a favor and click on where it says click here. Now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that
mm-hmm.
there? Okay.
Yes.
On that same page, scroll all the way down to the very, very bottom. Okay, there's going to be a box for you to type in your name. But before that, there's going to be a little box to the left right above it, and it says right next to it, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct. You see that there?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to click on that little box because you are saying it is your name on the card that you provided. And then where it's asking for your signature, Dave, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. Okay. So you're going to put David N with no period, Vukovic, and then JR with no period, just like that. And then you don't need to put the date because it's already populated. And when you do that, you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know once you do that. It should be asking you for username and password. Do you see that?
Yes.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see this part. So first thing is, save your receipt for your tax purposes because, you know, marketing is a write-off, okay?
I didn't see no receipt there, but we'll go back to that.
Yeah, we'll go back to it. So you know when you said, where I told you, please click on your subscription terms, which you signed on? That's your receipt.
Okay.
Okay, but we'll go back to it when we're done. So where it says username and password, we don't have that yet because the technician is going to create it. But this is where you would go in to start tracking your results, okay?
Okay, understandable.
See how many phone calls you're getting. So
let me ask you a silly question.
No silly question at all.
Can they make it so that I don't, when I open my phone, it'll just open up. I don't want, so they can, my username and password can be saved. Do you know?
I know we can't do it on our end, but if you do it, I can walk you through it on yours where you could save it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can walk you through it.
Yeah. We've got so many of them, I can't stand it.
No worries, because once you get your username and password, because you're going to get another email within 5 to 7 days with this link, they're going to give you a username and a password. When you get that email, you call me and I'll walk you through it on how to save your password. So this way you don't have to keep typing it in, okay? I'll help you with that. No worries.
Okay.
Now, the last thing I want to go over with you before we go back to the receipt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive this PIN code in the mail. It's going to come from Google, and it's going to look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map. So if anyone else gets the mail before you do, tell them it is not junk mail. Do not throw it away. You need the PIN code, okay? Just
okay.
FYI.
Okay.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, okay, I know that you mentioned that you were gonna do your personal Facebook, and you can provide us the link during your client interview because we're going to create the business Facebook page for you. Okay, I know you mentioned that your son's, you'll just recreate it, so no worries.
I'll change something.
Yeah, so
from
that.
Either that or I'll follow through with what's there.
Yeah, now either way, they'll ask you for the link. I notated that you'll provide it on the day of your client interview, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories. The Facebook page is going to be completed already and done. Okay? But all this is happening once you have your client interview. So if there is a possibility that you can do your client interview sooner, please call me because I would love to get that done as quickly as possible. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, we'll also send your login credentials as well, and I'll walk you through that to help you, to show you how to save it on your desktop, okay, or on your phone. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the website's going to be completed. We're going to send it to you to review first to let us know if you have changes to be made before we have it go live, okay?
Yes.
And we're also going to have your Facebook ads up and running, okay?
Yes. Yep.
Now, typically what this states in our terms and conditions, and we send it to you in writing, okay, it states that your first page placement in the local map section on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, Dave, that we like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, I've seen it many times where it's happened sooner, okay?
All right.
So once you get that PIN code, you send it to us ASAP, okay? So that way we can start getting it optimized, okay?
Gotcha.
So that's the timeline. All right. Now, if you go back to that email that said initial invoice, right?
Got it.
Okay. And you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Does it show you that?
I'm looking.
Initial invoice. No worries. Take your time.
Okay. It's recording. Google Workplace, Google Web, landing page.
Are you on the one that says local splash at the very top, terms of experience?
Yes.
That's your invoice. Do you see it there where it's broken all down?
No, it just all disappeared.
Oh, okay. Let me resend it.
So you know what I got is I still got local. I got local splash terms of experience and it just let me
and
try.
It disappeared on you.
Yeah, hold on. I'll just click it.
No worries.
If it comes back up.
Okay.
Like you're trying to access has expired.
Okay, let me get them to resend it to you. Hold on 1 second here.
Okay, but why would it expire?
Because you signed it, but it shouldn't have expired. It should still be there. Let me just ask my manager to resend it to you because I want to make sure you have it there because you do want to save your receipts. We'll always send you receipts so that way you save it for your tax purposes, right? Because
yes.
We all know that's a write-off. Whenever we can pay less to Uncle Sam, even better, huh?
Right.
So just bear with me here. I'm just waiting for them to tell me they already resent it. Let me try this other way, too. I'm going to send you another email. Tell me if it comes through.
last one I got was 6:15. It is now. Okay, here. No, that's a text.
There. Well, check your email though. It should have went to your email too.
I'm looking at my email.
Okay.
Yeah. Last one I got was 6:15. It's 6:28.
Yeah, you should have gone. I sent it. Let me see.
Got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yep.
Like the text message came through quicker, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So open it up.
Okay.
And do you see where it says, click on there. And then now it'll take you to the local splash terms of experience,
okay,
right?
This one, I got two. Just hold on. That one's saying the same thing. Two came with the...
It's okay. We'll get it. We'll get it going.
No, it didn't work.
Okay, well done.
So I click on it, and it says the same thing, expired.
Okay.
Do I got to come show you how to run that computer?
Well, for some reason on my end, it's not letting me grab just the receipt, so that's why I'm chatting my manager, because he'll do it a lot faster than what I can.
Yeah, no problem. My wife sent me back to work, and she has a bad headache. She fell a couple of months ago, broke nine ribs.
Are you serious?
Actually, seven ribs, but two had double breaks. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Poor thing.
They were just, listen to this, just for her to breathe, they were shooting her up with fentanyl, 2 hours oxycontin, 2 hours fentanyl, 2 hours oxy, just for her to breathe.
Oh, my God.
They keep switching them like that so you don't get used to them.
Oh, my, well, yeah, because they're very addictive.
Yeah, and then finally when they sent her home, they sent her with meds. And I told her in the hospital, I said, listen, you have no choice. You cannot breathe. I said, they'll take you through detox, blah, 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 right?
Right.
When we got, a couple days after we got home, she said, I'm not taking these no more. I don't like how they make me feel. And that was it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you're a badass.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Oh, my gosh. I was like, listen, I can tolerate a lot of pain, but I'll tell you this much. I would take them.
No, she was just, they got a new thing for it, though. They actually, but it's surgery. They opened, she was already 2 weeks into it. So it was literally her choice for the operation. But they told her straight out, it's surgery. Anything can happen. It's a major surgery.
Oh, my God.
But what they do is they go in and they screw plates to your ribs.
Uh-huh.
When they're done, the pain is gone.
No way. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's making me feel pain.
Yeah, so she said, no, man. I only got 2 weeks left. I'll put up with it. I don't want the surgery.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. God bless her. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How is she doing now?
Great, but she ain't no good with pain. And I was, like, super proud of her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, my husband, my husband's a cancer survivor. He had kidney and colon cancer 3 years ago. Well, almost 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the pain when he got out of the surgery, because the doctors did like a tag team. One went in, removed the kidney, and then let the general surgeon come in to remove the tumor from that was in his colon.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like a 7-hour surgery. When he got out, okay, you know, they're in an hour in recovery before they let any family back there, right? Okay, well, it had been an hour, and me and all his family were waiting there, and we're like, okay, well, what the heck is going on? And I'm like, calling the nurse, is my husband ready now? Can I go back there? Yeah, in a minute, Miss Medina, we'll let you know in a minute, and just kept going on and on and on, and I'm like, okay, and then I called in the back again, and I'm like, okay, my husband's been in recovery going on 2 hours. I want to come back there. Like, what's going on? Oh, we're sorry. We'll let you know in a minute. And then I started getting, like, panicked. Like, is there something going on? And they're not telling me, right?
Right, right.
Well, he was in so much pain that they kept hitting him with more, they were giving him Dilaudid, and they kept giving him more and more, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That when he finally, okay, when he finally started having a little bit of relief, he stopped breathing.
Oh, jeez.
And the nurse was like, they had to have a nurse sitting right there by him, okay? The nurse was like watching him. Mr. Medina, wake up. And they kept rubbing on his chest because he kept going back out and stopped breathing. So he didn't want me back there to see him in that pain because he knew I would just probably lose it. So finally they said, you got to let us let your wife back here because she's freaking out on us now. Like, you got to let her back here. And he's all, please don't let her back here until I'm in less pain. And they're like, okay, Mr. Medina, we got to let her back here or somebody. We got to tell her something. And so he finally said, okay, let her back here. I went in. I checked on him. I could tell he wasn't – he was trying to keep his composure. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to let your brother back here. And his brother went back there with him. And his brother's, you know, sheriff. I mean, he's not an emotional guy at all. And he came back, and he was, like, with tears in his eyes. He's like, do not go back there. Anthony's in a lot of pain. We need to just leave him alone right now. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, beside myself. You know, I was just like, it was worse if I was there with him because if I started crying, I'm just going to make him feel worse because he's in pain, right? And he's trying to, like, not have pain not show it. But, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was bad. It was gnarly.
That's crazy.
Really gnarly. If you take a look.
Yeah, it's in there. Let me go to my.
Okay.
Oh, it actually says receipt. I don't know where the receipt is. But I click on to see it.
Okay. I think he's saying because they're having glitches on this side. I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
Just let them get it to me.
But the receipt is there. Once they figure it out, I will resend it to you again.
Okay.
And then once you're
applying dashboard. This one actually says receipt.
Uh-huh.
They have local splash support. I clicked on it. It was the same thing.
Okay. It's probably a glitch on my end. So I'm going to, once they figure it out.
This says your receipt is located below.
Do you see below?
Access your dashboard. It says, please make sure to click view images located near the top of the email. There is no view. Okay, maybe on this one. Access your dashboard. No, I went back to username and password.
Yeah, I'll have my manager work on it, and then I'll make sure that you get another copy of the receipt.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you enjoy your vacation. I know you're going to be going for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, just a couple of days, Sunday through Wednesday.
Good for you. Good for you.
But it's cool, a little bit of relaxing.
Yeah, it is. Listen, that's important. That's important, you know, take that little bit of time off, right?
Yep.
Refresh yourself.
All right.
David, such a pleasure to speak with you. And again, you'll get that reminder, but if something changes and you can do it sooner, call me or text me and I'll call you, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. You have a good one. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.